Theater 5 presents Wrong Turning.
Not yet, Jerry.
Hmm?
Please. Not just yet. Don't start the motor.
Mandy, you're crazy and I love you.
Then kiss me.
Because you're crazy or because I love you?
Both. So, kiss me twice.
That's because you're out of your mind. And that's because I love you.
It's all the same thing, Jerry. I'd have to be out of my mind to let you love me.
I wish we could stay longer, sweetheart, but I've got to get back to the office.
Oh, Jerry. You are the most marvelous thing that ever happened to me.
You're the most marvelous thing that ever happened. Period.
I got to get back, too, or we'll have real problems.
Oh, no. Not as beautiful. Why, I haven't had a problem since you first looked at me as if you cared.
How long has it been, Jerry?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. In actual time, 3 months and 4 days. In the Wednesday afternoon department.
Lovely department.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, how's Martha?
Martha? She's wonderful. I've never seen her happier.
Strange, isn't it? Gary and I are happy, too. Our marriage has never been smoother.
It's not strange at all. You're a lovelier, more exciting person, me, because of us.
I never thought of it that way.
And I guess I'm a happier man. We're happier, so we make other people happier, too.
Oh, and I am happy, darling. You've made me very happy. How long will it last?
Till it's finished.
How will we know?
Oh, we'll know. Just the way we knew when it began.
How did it begin, Jerry? I know, but please, you tell me.
It began for me long before I met you. I think it began when Martha and I first moved to the suburbs. I was looking for something, hoping for something to happen. I didn't know just what it was. Then there you were, one enchanted evening, across a barbecue pit with mustard on your chin.
You make it sound so romantic. Jerry, did you ever feel this way about anyone before, since you've been married?
No, darling, you know that. That's why we have to make the most of it. And, at the same time, not be greedy. When did you start to feel this way about me?
Oh, maybe it was long before I met you, too. Maybe because I wanted something more than a silly round of ordinary things I was doing.
I think I felt that you were someone special, not just a suburban housewife. Then when I discovered that you were bored with Gary...
Bored? Maybe, but I love Gary. I love my husband very much.
Of course you do. Look, we understand each other. You know that I love Martha. But we both know that you can love someone very much and still be attracted to someone else at the same time.
Yes, I know that now. I never did before.
I'm just lucky that you discovered it with me.
Let's just say we're both lucky, darling. You know, we are pretty wonderful, aren't we?
You are.
Mind if I put my head on your shoulder?
That's a silly question.
All right. I'll ask another one. Why do other people who do what we do get themselves in such messes?
Can you clear that up a little?
Oh, Jerry, you know what I mean. You read about it every day in the papers. Married people who find somebody else attractive and do something about it, then end up in the divorce court, or worse.
Because they're not honest.
Are we honest, Jerry? Sneaking off once a week to meet secretly? I haven't told Gary. And Martha doesn't know about us.
And she's not going to.
Is that honest?
I meant that we're honest with each other, Amanda. We knew from the start that neither of us wanted a divorce and neither of us wanted a scandal.
And we didn't want to hurt anybody.
And we're not. What Gary and Martha don't know won't hurt them. And in the meantime, we have something that's important to us both.
But what about the ones who get caught?
They're stupid or greedy. They lose perspective. They make seeing each other the most important thing in the world. They get careless.
Why do I feel that the day hasn't started until I talk to you on the phone?
We know what we're doing.
We certainly do.
Hey, remember, I'm driving.
I love you, Jerry.
I love you. And we're coming to town. Where do you want me to drop you?
Same place. I can get the bus from the shopping center. Take home a little present for Gary. Then he knows where I've been all afternoon.
Well, don't take him a present every Wednesday, darling.
Oh, don't worry, darling. We'll keep our secret.
And now I suggest you take your head off my shoulder.
After a goodbye kiss.
What? Watch it, Amanda. Look out!
Jerry! Jerry! Oh. Did we hit him?
Little kid coming out of the side street on a bicycle without even looking.
Jerry, what are you doing?
I'm going back to help him.
No, you can't.
But the kid's lying there.
No, he's getting up. He's not hurt. Look, please, he's getting up.
What did you do that for?
Look, we've got to get away from here, Jerry. No one saw us. The boy's all right. We've got to get out of here.
We can't do that.
You were the one who was talking about being careful. Do you know what this means if we report it? Oh, hurry, Jerry, hurry.
Amanda, we just can't leave that
My
poor
wife
kid.
Will never know, you said. What chance have you got keeping it from her if you go back? How are you going to explain the police, the papers?
Well, I don't think it has to be that way.
Let's go, Jerry. We'll talk about it. Please, please, Jerry. If you love me, get out of here fast. What are you doing?
I'm going to turn around.
You're going back?
Yes.
You know what you're going back to?
The scene of an accident.
You're going back to destruction, Jerry. The end of your marriage and mine. Back to scandal, exposure, all the things we don't want.
Do you think we can get out of that by running away?
Yes.
What about the kid?
It's all right.
How do you know? You can't be sure.
I saw him. I tell you, I saw him getting up. He couldn't have been seriously hurt. Oh, Jerry, you don't think I'd run away if there were any chance of anything serious?
I don't know. We both panicked.
That's right. Look, we cannot panic now if we want to do the smart thing.
Why? Why did it happen? 2 minutes earlier, 2 minutes later, it never would have happened.
That's not going to help.
You sure you saw him get up?
I'm sure.
What color was his hair?
Blonde. I don't know. I don't know. I think he was dark.
You couldn't have seen very much. Was there any blood?
Oh, stop it. Are you going to torture me or help me?
You know, this could be murder.
I saw him get up. I swear I saw him get up. Believe me, Jerry. You've got to believe me.
All right.
Now, listen, Jerry. You've got to forget about this. It never happened. Drive me to the bus stop and go to your office and then go home to Martha. It's just like any other day. Jerry, please, are you listening?
It won't work, Amanda.
It will work if you make it. It's got to. Oh, please, it's the only thing to do.
What about the police? Don't you think they'll start asking questions?
There was no one around.
What about the kid? All kids nowadays know everything about cars. You'll know exactly what kind of a car it was.
There are a lot of cars like this.
But they'll find out.
How? Won't Roger say you've been with him all afternoon?
Yes, Roger will go along with that, but this is different.
Roger doesn't know that. As far as he's concerned, you're keeping something from Martha, and he's helping you. That's all there is to it.
We left the scene of an accident.
You are talking as if you were in a courtroom, on trial. All we're guilty of is loving each other. And now trying to save our families.
Look, Amanda, I know the procedure in hit-and-run cases.
You don't even know if there is a case. I tell you, no one saw anything, that there was no one around. And it's possible the boy got on his bike and rode off. He probably won't say a thing about it because he'll be afraid his parents will blame him. You know how kids are.
Maybe I hope so. But if it is reported and he did recognize the make of the car, they'll check every registration, examine every car like this. Oh, and there must be some mark in the front. It made a terrible noise.
Oh, well, why don't you look?
What's the use? Where would I take it to get it fixed?
Kelly.
Kelly?
Kelly. Now, Don't look too long. Just walk around. Well?
It's not bad. Small dent in the bumper and a fender scratch.
Oh, Kelly can fix that in an hour.
Yes, I can tell him that I'm ashamed to face Martha after the lectures I've been giving her on driving and tell him to keep quiet.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But if it doesn't work, if we're caught...
If you go back there, we are caught.
Why? I can drop you at the bus stop and go back and say I panicked and then thought better of it. I'll say I was alone.
And what about the boy? Suppose he saw two of us.
I tell you, I can get away with it.
All right. Why were you up in this part of town? And where were you going?
I'll figure that out.
No, not in the state you're in. Oh, Jerry. Oh, don't you see, if you go back, the whole thing will have to come out. You don't have answers for the questions you'll be asked.
Let me think.
Think about us, Jerry. Think about me. Think about Martha and your children. Think about Gary. Please, Jerry.
Okay. I'll drop you at the bus stop. You go to the shopping center and wait at the restaurant. I'll call.
That'll make me late.
If we're going to try this, we have to know what we're doing. I'll call the first chance I get. Now, that's the way it has to be, okay?
All right, Jerry. All right. I'll wait.
Mr. Burnham, I see you got kissed.
What?
Your front fender and a bumper. Not too bad. How did it happen?
I'm ashamed to tell you.
Yeah, I know. People got something in their minds they forget to stop.
Right, it's too stupid even to talk about. Can you fix it?
Oh, not today.
It's got to be today, Kelly, and it's got to be as good as new.
Oh, I can do the job easy enough, but I'm jammed up, Mr. Burnham.
Kelly, I'll level with you. See, I've been giving Martha a bad time about her driving, and I just can't go home and face her with this.
I know how it is. And I'd like to help you out, but I can't.
Can we go in the office a minute?
Well, sure.
I know this is a favor I'm asking. I don't even want you to bill me for this. I'll pay cash, but it's important.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you leave it overnight and I can have it for you tomorrow?
Now, what would I tell Martha when I got home without the car?
That's up to you.
I'm afraid that wouldn't work.
Well, then...
How are you coming with the money for your new shop?
Oh, pretty close. Not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Bank will give me $5,000. I need another $3,000.
If you do this for me, Kelly, I might let you have the $3,000.
Well, it means that much to you?
Yes, it means a lot. Plus the fact that I consider it a good investment.
Oh, it is, it is. And I'll pay you back with interest.
Then it's a deal?
It's a deal. Pick it up at 6 o'clock.
Fine. And Kelly.
Yeah?
Do a good job, will you?
You wouldn't know that you'd been brushed by a feather when I got through with it, Mr. Burnham.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad you're home. Have I had a day?
Why? What happened?
Well, first of all, the cleaner lost two of your suits. The new one and
Martha,
that...
Oh, don't bother me with that nonsense. I thought it was something important.
I'm sorry. I didn't think losing two suits and then denying that he had them was nonsense, but well, if that's the way you
feel... I'm sorry. I had a rough day myself, and I have to go out again.
Oh, Jerry, not before dinner.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, and then Gary called twice.
Gary? What did he want?
Well, he's frantic. He's trying to get in touch with Amanda.
What made him think she'd be here?
What's wrong with you, Jerry? He just thought she might be here, that's all.
We go shopping on Wednesdays.
Really? How do you know?
Well, I don't know. I think I remember her mentioning it one night when we were playing bridge.
That's a funny thing for you to remember.
What's funny about it? Something stick in your mind, that's all. I'll be back in a little while.
All right. You are in a mood. Probably Gary again. Hello?
Hello, Martha. Can I speak to Jerry?
Oh, sure. It's Roger for you.
Thanks. Hi, Rog.
Hello, old buddy. Where were you this afternoon?
Well, that's a silly question.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Jerry.
Why?
Well, I wouldn't have called you at home because I know it's tough for you to talk. But I had a call a little while ago from the police.
Look, Raj, can I call you back?
I have to... Hold it, Jerry. All I want to know is that you were playing the same Wednesday scene today.
I was.
Well, that's what I figured. So I told the sergeant that you were in my office most of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
They were calling about a hit-and-run driver in a car with the same first two numbers as your license.
I see.
I knew it couldn't be you, because I knew where you were. So I backed you up, old buddy.
Thanks. Thanks a million, Raj. I'll check into that tomorrow. I have to rush, Martha. Keep dinner warm.
But, Jerry, what are you...
Telephone call for you, Mrs. Townsend.
Oh, thank you, John.
Here you are.
Hello?
Have you heard from Gary?
Gary? No, what's wrong?
Everything's fine, just fine. Roger came through for us and the car is fixed.
Oh, I knew it would work. I knew it.
Martha told me that Gary's been trying to reach you all afternoon.
Oh, that's probably nothing.
Martha didn't make it sound like nothing. She said he was frantic.
Well, you know Gary. Well, look, I'll go right home and calm him down. And, Jerry?
Yes?
You might say thank you. This was the best way, wasn't it?
Yes. Thank you.
Where have you been, Amanda?
Shopping. I got home and got your message about the hospital and rushed right over here. Well, what is it, Gary? What's happened?
Tommy.
Tommy? Oh. Well, where is he?
He just came out of the operating room about half an hour ago.
Operating room? How is he?
Well, they think he'll be all right.
What's the matter? What happened?
Some lousy hit-and-run driver. Ran into him on his bike and drove away.
No. No, dear God, please tell me no.
He's been driving me crazy asking for you.
No, no. No, 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 it's not true. It's not true.
Can you imagine anyone doing that?
But what was he doing way over...
What?
I mean, how did it happen?
What's the difference? It happened.
No, 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 no. Please, you've got to tell me. I have to know. Oh, don't you see, Gary? You have to know.
Amanda, get hold of yourself. No. You've got to see him. You've got to stop crying.
You've got to stop. Stop.
Sorry I had to do that, Amanda. All right. Shall we go in?
Mommy.
Yes, Tommy. I'm here. I'm here. It's all right now, Tommy.
Mommy, I know you told me not to ride.
Oh, don't talk, Tommy, darling. Don't talk.
But, Mommy, why didn't you stop and come back? Why didn't you come back?
What's that he's saying?
He's delirious. He's in shock.
Why didn't you come back, Mommy?
He doesn't know what he's saying. Hush, Tommy, hush.
I kept calling and calling, but you didn't come, Mommy. You didn't come back.
Theater 5 has presented Wrong Turning, written by Murray Burnett, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Jim McCallion, Rosemary Rice, William Griffiths, Bryna Rayburn, and Jimmy Blaine. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.